Hello.
James, Todd Sparks here.
Yeah. Sorry, who?
Todd Sparks. Yes, the Todd Sparks. I work down in accounting. Welcome to the office.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, I know. You're probably freaking out.
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean?
Well, you're probably freaking out. I'd imagine. It's got to be shocking for you.
Yeah, because, I mean, do you know something about? I'm missing my, like, all my computer equipment is gone from my desk, and I'm what do you know about this?
Well, the reason I was saying you're probably freaking out is because yes, I'm that Todd Sparks. I work here as well. You probably know me from my books, Todd Sparks, Putting the Spark Back in Your Life, and my follow up to that, Todd Sparks, Spark Up Another One, and then my Guide to Manifesting Your Parking Spot Wherever You Want, Todd Sparks, Sparking in the Rear.
Huh, great. Todd, do you know where
I also work here in accounting, and I do motivational speaking as well, yes. So I don't know if you've attended one of my conferences or something like that, but yeah, nice to meet you. I figured I'd give you a call, welcome you to the office.
Well, I appreciate that, Todd, but right now I'm sort of in a bind.
So it seems that you're having problems because your keyboard and mouse are missing, and you've got a report coming up today.
Yes, and you know that. How do you know that?
Well, because I just wanted to start off our relationship with a little bit of a lesson. That keyboard and that mouse, James, it's inside you.
What, Todd, did you take my
You're asking if I took your stuff?
Yes, did you take my stuff, Todd?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Why?
Well, I
thought, why?
Because I figured it's always good to learn how to overcome adversity in our own personal battles and in our professional struggles as well. And it seems like today your struggle might be that you've got a report coming up and you need that keyboard and mouse.
Yes, I do. And if you have it, that would be great. I can learn this lesson about the importance of material possessions in the cosmic, karmic, whatever the f*** you're talking about. In a second, I just need those now so I can submit my report.
Because
this is the first major piece that I have here at the company.
And that's got to be stressful for you, James.
Yeah, I'm very stressed. I'm very stressed, especially knowing that where's accounting? Sorry, one sec. Carrie, where's the accounting office? Go ahead, Todd.
And that's great. I've also spoken to, are you there, James?
Yes, third floor. Okay, I'm coming.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for you, Todd. I'm coming to find you.
Finding me, James, isn't going to find you.
No.
And that's the kind of stuff you'll get in my books. I'll give you a couple today, later on. I'll leave them on your desk.
Okay, where's the stairwell? Todd, I don't know who the f*** you think you are and why you think it's cool to mess with people who are new to the job that is very important to them. And I'm going to find you today and we will get this sorted out. And then moving forward,
there's that word again.
I need my stuff so I can submit this report so I don't get fired on the second day of my new job.
And let's say you do, James. Let's say you do get fired. No better way to put a spark back in your life than with a fire.
So you're saying, okay, so you sabotage me first day because, Todd, I'm coming downstairs, and honestly, I don't even care, because if I don't get my back, I'm going to lose my job. If I do get my back, I'm going to take the keyboard, and I'm going to shove it so far that the books that you keep spouting out of your mouth are going to fall out of the front of your face so that you die. How about that? How about that, Todd Sparks? Does that spark inspiration to you?
Well, then, James, I'll just let you know that this is actually Jubal from the Jubal Show doing a phone prank on you. And your coworker, Carrie, is actually the one that set you up. She's got your keyboard and mouse, and she said you had a big report, your first big one, and she wanted to mess with you.
Oh, my God. Dude, I'm on the stairwell. I'm in tears. Oh, my God.